Welcome to the 101st episode of the Jamie Delaney Plant-Based Wellness Podcast. My name is Jamie Delaney, and I'm your host. I'm a plant-based cardiologist and endurance athlete living in Southwest Florida. Welcome. In case you haven't heard on previous podcasts, we're having a day-long conference January 21st at the Twin Isles Country Club. Dr. Clapper, Michael Clapper from True North Health will be there speaking. Timmarie Hagenberger will be there. She's a registered dietitian and nutrition professor, will be there giving a lecture as well as cooking demos. I'll be giving a lecture. We're having a fabulous plant-based breakfast and lunch. There'll be a Q&A with the three of us to end up the day. So it'll be a great day of learning and entertainment. I promise that you'll have a good time. You should join us. You can go to eventbrite.com to purchase your tickets in advance. There will be no ticket sales at the door, so you need to get the tickets there. It's a great Christmas gift, your last-minute shoppers. So I encourage you to go. Like I said, last week we had the great fortune of having two tickets donated, so we're going to have a raffle for those two free tickets. So if you want to be involved in that raffle, email me at jamiedelaney@gmail.com. It's J-A-M-I-D-U-L-A-N-E-Y. And tell me your story of being plant-based how you think this conference will help you. And you'll be entered into the raffle. We'll probably draw it a couple weeks before. So get your stories in now. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy New Year. 2016 is coming to a quick close. It's amazing. You know, it seems like once Thanksgiving hits, it's not very long until Christmas. I oftentimes think that I'm ahead of the game, or at least not behind, and then I find myself very much behind in all the things I need to do, and it can be a very stressful time. I find myself walking around with a sticky note with a list every day for the last couple of weeks. So just kind of try to check off a few things every day and hope for the best. I hope you're keeping your stress to a minimum. And I hope you're taking time to enjoy the holidays and enjoy time with friends. We had a meetup this week at the Mint Restaurant in Punta Gorda, which is a Thai, Burmese, Indian fusion type of restaurant. Had a great get-together. I think we had 27, 28 people. The food was excellent. Nice things to see. There was a girl from Canada that brought her family. She was vegan. Her boyfriend was transitioning into being plant-based, and she was trying to get her dad and mom and grandmother on board, and they were very, very interested and enjoyed their meals. There was another lady that brought her dad, and he was trying to transition to plant-based eating. So it's a great opportunity to get support from other people, to learn good recipes. The chef at Mint is going to hold some cooking classes as well to teach how to use her spices. So I think a lot of people will probably take advantage of that. So if you have a meetup in your town where you can find a meetup for plant-based cooking, eating, get-togethers, I'd encourage you to join it. It's a great way to get some support, especially if your family's not quite on board yet. We always meet with the chef, one person from our group, and we specify that we want the chef to not use oil or sugar or salt, and she did a fabulous job at that, and the spices were wonderful, so it was a good evening. I've had a couple calls with swollen ankles already because this is the eating season. You know, it starts at Thanksgiving with the turkeys and the hams, and then the Christmas parties start, and people let their guard down and start picking at things that are on a buffet table and get into trouble, especially if you have high blood pressure. Just remember that salt is directly toxic to the blood vessel. It makes it stiff. Add some fat or oil to that, and you get constriction of the arteries, so the blood pressure goes up. You retain water. You get swelling in the ankles. So one thing leads to another, and people can get into trouble pretty quick. One thing that was very interesting to me this week, I had a new patient to establish with me that had actually been carrying my name around on a piece of cardboard in her purse for about a year and a half. She got my name at the grocery store, no less, when she was buying vegetables. She ran into a lady, and they were talking about how to prepare something. And she was talking to, turned into a talk about high blood pressure, and the lady gave her my name. And this woman was of Hungarian ancestry, and she was a good cook, and she did most of her own cooking. And she was actually trying to, you know, eat as healthy as she possibly could, but, you know, didn't know much about a plant-based way of eating. But what she did happen to her is, you know, she'd been watching her diet and lost a couple of pounds, and her blood pressure had started to drop on her medications. So her doctor told her that she could cut one of her medications in half, and so she did that in the morning, and by afternoon, her blood pressure started to creep up. So instinctively, she decided to juice beets and carrots and celery and greens, and I think she put an apple in there, and she waited a little bit, and her blood pressure came down, and it's like, you know, I thought that was great. I said, you know why your blood pressure came down? And besides the fact that you got out of the salt and the fat, and your body had time to, your vessels had time to relax again, but the addition of the beet caused vasodilatation or enlargement of the blood vessels through nitric oxide. And there's more and more being developed on your microbes and the amylase in your saliva mixing with, you know, things like beets, beet greens, kale, Swiss chard, broccoli, and it will cause vasodilatation. So if you're having high blood pressure episodes during this holiday season, take a break from eating. Consider doing the juice or the beet juice, or just eat a simple salad with a little balsamic vinegar, some spinach or kale in there, add some beets, carrots. If you don't particularly like those vegetables, juice it and drink it. And wait it out and stay out of trouble with the processed foods and things in a box for a few hours, and your blood pressure will settle down without the addition of medication. The same way if you're seeing swelling in your ankles, you know, back off on what you're going to eat. I have a couple patients that I'll tell, you know, go back to cabbage, carrots, and rice for a day, and things will settle out. So, you know, it just goes to show you how nutrition is so important in your health and in your blood pressure, as opposed to just getting excited and throwing medications on, like I would have even done, you know, several years ago. You know, I'm very comfortable in waiting it out. You know, certainly if you're having numbness or tingling and your blood pressure's over 200, then you're getting into big troubles. But blood pressure of 160, you know, no worries. Just settle it out, change your nutrition, and see how things go. I went to another Christmas party this past weekend to watch a boat parade. It was a lovely party, and the boats here in Punta Gorda are all decorated up, and it was a nice Florida evening. And it was a mixture of plant-based people and traditional standard American diet eating people. The standard American diet people outnumbered the plant eaters by far, but there were plant-based options. And, you know, so I had no problem. Even if there wasn't any plant-based options, I wouldn't have had any problems. I would have just chosen not to eat anything until I got home or ate something before. But, you know, always look for a veggie tray. There was a lovely veggie tray with homemade hummus. There was some vegan cheeses, spring rolls. So, you know, you can always, and there were some great vegan cookies. So, you know, you can always get enough at the party to tide you over and to be social and enjoy yourself. But you don't have to go off the deep end or off the wagon onto the roast beef and the other kind of cheeses and bad things. The funny thing that I observed was that the standard American diet people were very careful to avoid the vegetables. So it was great. There was more spring rolls for the plant-based people in the group. But, you know, they just, you could just tell that was something that they didn't consider party food or something that they wanted to enjoy. So everybody was looking for the high-fat, high-salt foods. And I would guess there was a lot of blood pressure elevations and fluid retentions the next couple of days. But you can imagine if people go to, you know, two or three parties and get into salt and chips and dips and, you know, roast beef and ham and turkey, just how sick you can get by Christmas. And there is a big rise in hospitalizations for heart failure and heart attacks. They call it holiday heart. That people overeat, and they overeat the wrong things, and they end up having a heart attack. So this is a real phenomenon. You know, it happens every year. So stay plant strong and, you know, choose for your health. Nobody wants to spend the holidays in the hospital or be sick or have months on end trying to recover from one goofy night of eating fat and salt. I have a patient that I've been following and trying to get her onto a plant-based diet, and she's doing well, and she's actually gradually losing weight at a very slow pace, but she is losing weight. She is not happy about it. She feels as though she's being punished to some degree. She doesn't mind it, but she's just very cynical about it. And this is a person that's extremely overweight and is on oxygen. And, you know, it's a kind of the half glass empty, so to speak. And I try to encourage her, you know, if she continues to lose weight, I'm hoping that at some point it's going to click and she's going to get to the point where she feels good enough that she starts to desire to eat plant-based nutrition. But she's always bringing me in potential reasons for her to go off of her plant-based diet. And most recently, she had an endoscopy for ulcers. And she was given, and I have a copy of the page by a general surgeon here in my town, and it's called the Gastric Ulcer Diet. And it says the principles are to eat food that's easy to digest, well-tolerated, not spicy, and will empty out the stomach quickly and prevent acid from remaining in the stomach for long periods of time. And then it follows meat group, very tender or ground meats, fish, poultry, eggs, boiled, baked, or broiled. Baked, bread, cereal, potatoes, peeled potatoes, rice, macaroni, spaghetti, noodles, grits, cooked refined cereals, enrich white bread products, avoid prep by frying and minimal fat products. Fruits, canned or cooked apples, peaches, pears, cherries, apricot, and avocado. Beverages, decaf coffee, skim milk, eggnog, milkshakes, cocoa. Desserts, plain or thinly iced cakes, plain cookies, puddings, custards, ice milk, sherbet, gelatin. Nuts and fruits other than on allowed list are not to be used. Jelly, sugar, honey, candy without nuts and fruit. Plain chocolate candy, all in moderation, please. And then there's a miscellaneous category, vegetable oil, butter, margarine, cream, crispy bacon in small amounts only, any strained unspiced soup from allowed vegetables, salt, and plain sauces. And then avoid carbonated and alcohol beverage, processed meat, strong cheeses, fruit and with skins, acid fruit such as orange, pineapple, bananas, V8, raw vegetable juice, corn, onions, turnips, cauliflower, celery, sauerkraut, sweet potatoes, potato chips, whole grain cereal, bread products, pancakes, waffles, jams, preserved, bouillon, popcorn, vinegar, spices, meat gravy, and other foods not well tolerated by yourself. So basically you can eat anything you want as long as it doesn't bother your stomach, as far as I can see. Just don't eat anything that's high fiber and don't eat anything that's good for you. So I told her that this was absolutely insane and that under no circumstance should she follow this. The reason why the woman had gastric ulcers is she's on chronic steroids because she has chronic lung disease. And if we get her weight under control and we get her breathing better and we increase her nitric oxide production, we can improve her lung function and she'll be better off. But this just blew me away, you know, to say thinly iced cakes, you know, so it's beyond me how somebody could recommend this stuff. You know, we know that your gut microbes would be hugely, you know, your good gut microbes would just be wiped out on this diet. Meat is very acid producing in your stomach. That was Gretchen, not me. Milk products are very acid producing. So this couldn't be further from the truth. When you eat fruit, you actually, your stomach contents will actually be more basic. So eating a vegetable diet is very alkaline. And you can prove this by Dr. Greger's red cabbage water tests, where you pour the water of cabbage that's blended in a blender over top of your urine and see the color and basically So if the toilet bowl stays purple, like the cabbage, then your urine is still acidic, and your body's still acidic. If it turns pink, then you're really acidic and you're really in trouble. But you're looking for the sky blue color or the greenish color because that means that your urine is basic and that you're very alkaline. So if you think you're eating plenty of vegetables, give this a try and see where you are. But certainly, if you're eating a standard American diet, your urine's going to be very acidic. So after we got through that discussion, then she brought up that she was going to go see a dietitian with the pulmonary rehab because they were worried that she wasn't getting enough protein. And this woman has been through my class, and I assured her that she was getting plenty of protein. She eats beans. Obviously, she eats a lot. She's maintaining a weight of, well over 200 pounds. So she's getting plenty of protein. And so I encouraged her to, take this with a grain of salt, that if the dietitian is going to encourage her to eat whole foods, plant-based, lots of vegetables, then I'm all on board. If she's going to suggest she starts eating meat, then she's going to be in big trouble. But I really think that this woman, it was testing the water. She was looking for any way possible to get out of eating a whole food plant-based diet. And again, I have these people that it's hard to believe somebody that's on oxygen and can't get their weight under control is not willing to try to eat for their health. But there's a lot of other factors involved with people that sometimes you just don't know, but a lot of other stressors and a lot of other unhappiness in their life, and they just really want to turn to food to eat, and they want to turn to those comfort foods that they get quick pleasure from. And it's just a vicious cycle. So we also talked about, the role that food has in depression, and the better that you eat, the more plant foods that you eat, you can actually, your gut microbes will feed back on your serotonin receptors, and it's been shown that your mood is improved, depression improves. Certainly, depression can improve if you have vascular constriction from a bunch of oil and meat. The polar opposite of that was a patient that came in for a positive stress test. He has had carotid artery surgery done. He has stents in his legs. He has a multitude of stents. He has cramping when he walks. And he'd never been told to change his diet. And we talked about a whole food plant-based diet. And he and his wife were very happy to try this. He's not having any chest pain now. I explained to him that, if we go looking for a blockage, we're probably going to find it because he has blockages in a lot of other places. But he's not having any symptoms at this point. So putting a stent in somebody that's not having any symptoms is certainly not going to make them live longer. It's not going to make them live better. We can only have a chance that he's going to be put on blood thinner, most likely for the rest of his life with the complications of blood thinner. He'll have a chance at the stents collapsing. There's a 1% chance of stroke, heart attack, or death with the procedure. So it would be much better if he were to change his diet. And his wife, who had been very quiet for the most of the visit thus far, kind of chimed in. And she, her heritage, she's from Mexico originally. And I was like, well, you make rice and beans. And I talked to her about the Tarahumara Indians or the Tarahumara Mexicans, and she knew of them. And it's like, there's nothing better than rice and beans and fresh vegetables. And she was all in. He said he loved beans. So I gave them a bunch of references. They were actually getting ready to move to Texas and were there basically to see if it was safe for them to move. And I referred them to Rip Esselstyn because I think they're going to be pretty close to where he is in Texas. Gave them a bunch of references and told them to call me if there was any issues. Certainly, if somebody's having chest discomfort associated with shortness of breath and diaphoresis, you need to go to the hospital right away because a completely blocked artery, a stent is needed, and that is a life-saving procedure. But if you're not having any symptoms, then the clock is ticking on in your favor. And you can change and really open up those vessels. It's not reversing the big blockage. It's actually opening up those tiny feeder vessels in the heart so that you're perfusing the heart and the other organs. And it allows your endothelial function to gradually come back to normal. You know, there are no side effects from a whole food plant-based diet. And, you know, despite what, you know, people might think, you know, you're not going to become protein deficient. Dr. Alan Goldhammer has proved that by doing his prolonged water fast. People don't become protein deficient. You know, you're going to burn fat. Your body has a tremendous amount of fat. You're going to burn that fat. And if you're eating adequate calories, you're getting adequate protein with each meal, and your body will break down those proteins and reassimilate those amino acids to make the proteins that you need. And the opposite is also true, that animal proteins that have amino acids of methionine have actually been shown to be very toxic and cause a lot of problems. So you don't want those in the first place. So eat your plants and life will be good. So I'd like to talk a little bit how my life has changed becoming plant-based over the years, I guess, compared to what it used to be when I was growing up for the holidays. My grandmother had a very strong tradition that she made cookies starting right after Thanksgiving, and she would make all kinds of different cookies and candies, fudge, and there was this sugar and egg white candy called Divinity, and then there was two-tone fudge that one part was butterscotch, one part was chocolate, peanut butter fudge, of course, obviously, chocolate fudge, and then there would be M&M cookies, there would be nut rolls that she would crack the nuts that she collected, these black walnuts. There were the thumbprint cookies, which is with a kiss, and the peanut butter cookie. All of these cookies and candies contain a tremendous amount of sugar and a tremendous amount of butter and or lard. They were good, but they were very, very oily and very, very sweet. Besides that, Christmas Day, the big feast would include a turkey, a ham, dumplings, oftentimes made with chicken gizzards, mashed potatoes with butter, and again, a gravy made from the turkey. There would be green beans that always had ham in them, sweet potatoes that were candied with extra sugar on top, and marshmallows. There would be baked apples with marshmallows and maraschino cherries. Lima beans that were thickened, a jello salad that had Philadelphia cream cheese and nuts in it, as well as cherries, cranberry salad. There was this dessert, I can't remember the name of it, but it was a whipped jello and whole cream with pineapple, and I think it was strawberry jello that I actually really liked a lot. You know, and then there would be a couple different kinds of cakes and a couple different kinds of pies, and typically the pies had meringue. And then she would have all these cookies as well. You know, these cookies were like a sidebar from like the main desserts. So we would all gather up at her house on Christmas Day, and people would eat till they really couldn't eat anymore. Oh, and there would be homemade rolls, big white ones made out of lard with butter on top. So people would eat until they really, you know, I can remember the adults just kind of sitting around, laid back in the chair because their pants were too tight or their bellies were full. And people would sit around and talk, and the kids would go outside and play or play wherever. And, you know, a few hours later, people would kind of, you know, go back for round two and then eventually go home. And, you know, you just had this full type of feeling, and it was, you know, it's just, you know, almost a miserable full type of feeling. And then, you know, you continue to eat the leftovers for the next couple of days. So fast forward 40 years, 30 years, and my plant-based tradition. So since becoming plant-based, obviously the turkey and the ham are gone. We used to do shrimp cocktail at our party. That's gone. You know, we turned the stuffed shells into a tofu and spinach stuffing with a marinara sauce. The meatballs have been replaced with mushroom meatballs. The cranberry salad is still there. green beans no longer have ham in them. When we have a dinner, the mashed potatoes is with a mushroom gravy and almond milk. The sweet potatoes are sweet potatoes without any candy or candied sugar or anything, just cinnamon. Gone is the Cairo syrup and the marshmallows. We may have a salad with pears and pecans, but no marshmallow-covered apples with maraschino cherries. We have a field roast instead of ham or turkey. We have a vegetable tray with homemade hummus. We have spinach dip that's made with, tofu. We'll do a spinach artichoke dip, again, made with, those ingredients. We'll have a relish tray with olives and pickles. We'll do stuffed mushrooms, again, with a spinach-type stuffing. And you can eat all that stuff and you don't feel miserable. That's the beauty of it. As far as the baking goes, that's transitioned as well. When I first went plant-based, I tried to make the traditional cookies with plant-based ingredients, so using vegan butter and sugar. And, the biggest thing that I've noticed over the holidays where I get terrible indigestion, and, it took me a long time to figure out it was all the butter, the vegan butter and the oil that I was consuming. So I really, I enjoyed the sweets, but I didn't want the sugar and the oil. So, gradually transitioned to more and more cookies and, candy that didn't have so much of that. So more of a cacao-based chocolate, dates used instead of sugar. More fruit cookies with lemon and different fruit juices. And, found that it's just as sweet and it's just as satisfying and I don't get any indigestion. And the reality of it is I don't even really crave the sweets all that much. It's more of the tradition of baking at the holidays because I think of my grandmother. I'd like to keep that tradition going. So, we do the plant-based versions of it. And I think she probably really liked the fact that we were able to, continue the tradition of having people over and feeding people and, making some traditional foods, but more of in a plant-based. Oh, we do the lima beans still, too, by the way. We just don't put butter in them. We thicken them with almond milk and a little cornstarch. So, so all the traditions are still there. We just took the unhealthiness out of it. It's very possible to do. And I would encourage you to look online to figure out how to change your recipes that you have. Obviously, if you're Italian heritage and you do the fish, that's not going to work too well. But they do have, some Gardein fish type substitutes. Certainly not any place close, but, you could do that. The pastas are really, really easy. Certainly you can make cakes with applesauce or prunes as a thickener or bananas. And they're really better and more moist. I use dates, date paste, raisins to sweeten things, and it works out just fine. The new thing that I made this year was a tart that I got out of the Raw Food magazine that actually used coconut and cashews for a little tart shell, and I dehydrated that, and then did a spice mixture with raisins and currants and orange juice and cinnamon and ginger, and it was really, really good. So no sugar whatsoever. So that's pretty cool that, I guess you can say I've come a long way, baby, as far as my sugar and fat consumption. And I feel better for it. Also have fun with food. We make a tree or a wreath or a snowman out of the vegetables and have the dips, as part of the decoration. So that's all fun. You can do fruit trays similarly, which makes a very, very pretty table. And the reality of it is, you know, when you put all these colorful things on your table, it looks much better than some dead animal laying there. So enjoy yourself and be creative. Go on Instagram, look, go on Pinterest and look for some presentations and you know, and enjoy preparing the vegetables. From an endurance standpoint, you know, I'm back to running. I'm recovered from the marathon and the half marathon, and I'm recovered from my 3-day cold. So I'm back, and my goal here till the next marathon is to try to increase my cadence. The cadence was like in the 160s for that half marathon. So my goal is to try to get to my cadence in the mid 170s before Miami at the end of the month. So I've been using a metronome, and you know, sometimes it's a little bit crazy, you know, drives you a little bit crazy with this thing clicking as you're running, but I turn the volume down on it and try to get in the mode. It's, you know, I consider it maybe a little meditative just to try to watch my stride and watch my cadence. So I go a few days, then I'll try it without, then I'll go a few days. And then, you know, some days if I'm feeling bad, I'll turn the cadence, you know, I try to go from 176. Today I was kind of a little bit sluggish, and it's like, so I turned it down to 170. Still better than it was. So if I can, you know, gradually creep my way up and get a feel for the cadence, I think that's better. I'm going to start having to add some long efforts with hills. So I'm going to have to make my way to some of the bridges around here, and I'm going to have to do some treadmill sessions where I'm going uphill for a prolonged period of time or on a grade for a prolonged period of time, because we are just really flat here in Florida. And if I'm going to do an ultra marathon in the with elevation in the springtime, I've really got to build up. I've started to back at doing lunges and body weight squats. We are at day 101 on the push-ups. I'm doing 38 push-ups at a clip. That's pretty routine. I come in from running. The dogs get breakfast, and then we do the push-ups. And it's amazing, you know, after 101 days, that's just kind of what we do. And still having fun. Post in front of the trees, post with the dogs, the cat wanders through. So it's entertaining. I'm still getting people that are starting to do push-ups. I like to encourage everybody to do a push-up and you know, post on my Facebook. You know, I did a push-up today, and see how many push-ups we can collectively do in a day. I think that would be a cool thing. So if you want to check me out on Facebook and my push-ups, add yours in there, and so we can see how many push-ups we've done for a day. So my last tips for the remaining few days of this holiday season is to make a covered dish and make some of your own treats that you can take places if you're going to somebody else's house. Have something for when you get back. If you end up in a situation where there isn't anything, know that when you get back, you have something great to eat. Be strong and select for your health, not for what everybody else is doing. So eat the plant foods that are available. Set a good example for other people, because you never know when you're going to be the inspiration to help somebody else get their health back. Start thinking of some plant strong goals for the new year. You know, one step at a time. Refine your diet. Certainly my plant-based nutrition evolved over years. And, you know, it was refined to get the oil out. And so keep working on it. You know, every day might not be perfect, but work your way towards getting some of the bad things out, getting more good things in. Even if you just focus on how much fiber can you get in a day, because that fiber is going to feed your good gut bacteria. It's going to help in a lot of tremendous amount of ways. So keep trying. And happy holidays to everybody. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy Hanukkah. Peace, joy, and enjoy being around people and your little animal companions.